It was a new recipe that they were trying out, Klaus said. They wanted it to be special for my birthday, but it was burned and sour and soggy, and they promised that the next year, for my 13th birthday, I'd have the best birthday meal in the world. He looked at his siblings and had to take his glasses off to wipe away his tears. I don't mean to sound spoiled, he said, but I was hoping for a better birthday meal than bread and water in the deluxe cell of the uptown jail in the village of foul devotees.
Chift, Sunny said, biting Klaus's hand gently.
Violet hugged him and felt her own eyes fill up with tears as well. Sunny's right, Klaus. You don't sound spoiled. The Baudelaires sat together for a moment and cried quietly, entertaining the notion of how dreadful their lives had become in such a short time. Klaus's 12th birthday did not seem like such a long time ago, and yet their memories of the lousy bread pudding seemed as faint and blurry as their first sight of VFD on the horizon. It was a curious feeling that something could be so close and so distant at the same time, and the children wept for their mother and their father and all of the happy things in their life that had been taken away from them since that terrible day at the beach. Finally, the children cried themselves out, and Violet wiped her eyes and struggled to give her brother a smile.
Klaus, she said, Sunny and I are prepared to offer you the birthday gift of your choice. Anything at all that you want in the deluxe cell, you can have.
Thanks a lot, Klaus said, smiling as he looked around the filthy room.
What I'd really like is Deus Ex Machina.
Me too, Violet agreed, and took the pitcher of water from her sister to drink from it. Before she even took a sip, however, she looked up and stared at the far end of the cell. Putting down the pitcher, she quickly walked to the wall and rubbed some dirt away to see what the wall was made of, then looked at her siblings and began to smile.
Happy birthday, Klaus, she said. Officer Luciana brought us Deus Ex Machina.
She didn't bring us a god in a machine, Klaus said. She brought water in a pitcher.
Brioche,
Sunny said, which meant, and bread. They're the closest thing to a god in a machine that we're going to get, Violet said. Now get up, both of you. We need the bench. It'll be handy after all. It's going to work as a ramp, just as Klaus said. Violet placed the loaf of bread up against the wall, directly under the barred window, and then tilted the bench toward the same spot. We're going to pour the pitcher of water so it runs down the bench and hits the wall. Then it'll run down the wall to the bread, which will act like a sponge and soak up the water. Then we'll squeeze the bread so the water goes into the pitcher and start over.
But what will that do? Klaus asked.
The walls of this cell are made of bricks, Violet said, with mortar between the bricks to keep them together. Mortar is a type of clay that hardens like glue, so a mortar dissolver would loosen the bricks and allow us to escape. I think we can dissolve the mortar by pouring water on it.
But how? Klaus asked. The walls are so solid, and water is so gentle.
Water is one of the most powerful forces on Earth, Violet replied. Ocean waves can wear away at cliffs made of stone.
Tonax,
Sunny said, which meant something like, but that takes years and years, and if we don't escape, we'll be burnt at the stake tomorrow afternoon.
Then we better stop entertaining the notion and start pouring the water, Violet said.
We'll have to keep it up all night if we want to dissolve the mortar. I'll stand at this end, propping up the bench. Klaus, you stand next to me and pour the water. Sunny, you stand near the bread and bring it back to me when it's soaked up all the water. Ready?
Klaus took the pitcher in his hands and held it up to the end of the bench. Sunny crawled over to the loaf of bread, which was only a little bit shorter than she was.
Ready, the two younger Baudelaires said in unison, and together the three children began to operate Violet's mortar dissolver. The water ran down the bench and hit the wall, and then ran down the wall and was soaked up in the spongy bread. Sunny quickly brought the bread to Klaus, who squeezed it into the pitcher, and the entire process began again.